Behind the headlines tonight.
It was very difficult. I didn't expect to as well as I did. I thought I'd just like pass everything, but now I've done very well considering all the stress we've been through.
Delight for thousands of GCSE students across England, Wales and Northern Ireland on results day.
Just to think that children, young children at that age have gone. I am so shocked. I am so saddened.
Tributes are left at the scene of a house fire in Bradford, which killed a mum and three children. Police are treating it as a murder.
I am not shocked or surprised, as it is a clear reflection of how people, groups and organisations, as well as businesses across Wales, are currently feeling in relation to this policy.
A poll reveals blanket 20-mile-per-hour speed limits introduced across Wales last year remain very unpopular. And
the atmosphere, the vibe, I think it's going to be good. Meeting new people, I think.
Yeah, new friends.
We catch up with music fans heading to this year's Reading Festival. It's Thursday, the 22nd of August, 2024. I'm Matt Soans with some of the biggest stories our reporters have been covering today. First, it's been a big day for thousands of students across England, Wales and Northern Ireland as they celebrate their GCSE results.
I got full A's and everything, so I'm pretty happy. Yeah, 9 A's. Pretty good for me, I'd say.
Managed to get 5 A stars, which I wasn't expecting, and then 3 A's and 2 B's.
Good, very happy with my results. I've got back in for what subjects I want to do.
The number of top grades is still higher than pre-pandemic levels, but has fallen slightly compared to last year. This cohort of students were among those hit by the lockdowns during the COVID epidemic. More recently, some have had to get to grips with having some of their classrooms deemed unsafe due to crumbling concrete. Our reporters have been to schools in North Yorkshire, Worcestershire, Somerset and Cornwall. The students opened their results.
There's been tears of joy and squeals of delight as pupils ripped open their envelopes. It's been a really tough year. Louis and Lola say that's made today even more special.
Yeah, it was very difficult. I didn't expect to as well as I did. I thought I'd just like pass everything, but now I've done very well considering all the stress we've been through.
It was definitely strange at the start, like being taken only to one side of the school, but the teachers did really well at sorting it all out, and it kind of felt like the new normal after a couple of weeks.
Jordan Phyllis Kirk is an assistant head.
We had to be very resilient to try and make sure that we didn't let it affect our students and their future life chances, and it hasn't. The students have bought in so much to what we've been doing, and they've got the rewards out of it.
There's now a porter cabin village here ready and waiting for the new term.
I'm in the thick of the action here, surrounded by students collecting their results with their families. Just a moment ago I spoke to Ella and her mum Rachel.
It's gone really well. I've passed everything and I'm just really happy about it because I had a lot of time off school for football, and just passing it is like making me really happy.
Yeah, really proud of her. So she's worked so hard trying to juggle, you know, the football life and, you know, having time off school, and yeah, she's done really well. She's worked hard, so I'm really pleased and proud of her.
And there's a steady stream of families arriving, ready to collect their marks too.
Pupils were waiting outside here from just after 9 a.m. this morning to come and collect their results. Some opening theirs in the hall and some coming back out to parents. Head teacher Stephen Powell says he's really proud of all the pupils here and what they've achieved.
It's the first time where what they've done has lasting effects, so it's good to see so many pleasantly surprised in some cases, some absolutely delighted.
Well, overall, the number of pupils in the West Midlands getting top grades is slightly up compared to the national average, which has fallen.
I've seen a lot of hugs this morning between students and families after a morning full of nerves.
I got a 9 in Spanish, I got a 9 in Geography, a 9 in Biology, Chemistry, Physics, both the Englishes somehow.
I got 6 9s, 3 8s and a 7.
I'm going to have a very good relax. I don't know. I might go out in this afternoon, go out for a meal.
And even for those pupils who don't quite get the results that they want, staff are on hand here to explain what other options are available.
Well, the hard work has finally paid off here at Ifill Community College. Now the results have all been collected, the celebrations can begin.
It's going to be dinner tonight and having a lot of fun.
I'm really happy. I got 9 grade 9s.
We're actually going to Morocco today.
Yeah. We actually have to go to the flight now.
Head teacher Rob Corbett says the grades they're seeing are back to pre-COVID levels.
Our results have taken a big step further forward. They're a great year group and they work very hard.
And as for the rest of the South East, well, those getting top grades are actually up by over 1% since 2019.
Next, police are urgently searching for two American bully-type dogs after a man was found dead in a garden in Rubury near Birmingham. This happened in the early hours of yesterday at a property in Hereford Close. Our reporter Hannah Richardson has the story.
Officers arrived at the address on Hereford Close to find a 33-year-old man dead in the back garden. Police suspect he'd been attacked by at least one of the dogs, which was known to him, but we're still waiting on the results of a post-mortem. Inspector Leanne Chapman is from West Midlands Police Dogs Unit and gave us an update this afternoon.
They are big dogs, they're ball breed dogs, and if you see them, phone us. But that's genuinely why we're asking the public to help us, because they are the key to finding these dogs when they're out and about. Like I said, we've got the drones up, we've got specialist officers already out on the ground, but it's a huge area and I'm hoping that someone will be able to see them and let us know.
The public are being urged to call 999 if they do see the two dogs on the loose and are urged to not approach them.
A community in Bradford in West Yorkshire say they're supporting each other after a fatal house fire which killed a mum and three children. 29-year-old Bryony Gurwith, her daughters 9-year-old Dynasty and 22-month-old Aubrey and 5-year-old son Oscar died yesterday morning. Their deaths are being treated as murder. A man is in a critical condition in hospital and is under arrest. Our reporter Charlotte Lineker is at the scene in Bradford.
Flowers and teddies lay at either side of Westbury Road this morning following the death of three children and their mother in a fatal house fire. Neighbours here spoke to me about the sense of sadness filling the streets.
Just to think that children, young children at that age have gone. I am so shocked, I am so saddened.
When I saw the picture and I thought, no, you see the mum just to push the pram up and the kids will be with her and stuff.
You know, when you think of the ages of the children, it's like a long time for the community to recover from something like this.
It was in the early hours of yesterday that 29-year-old Bryony Gurwith was pronounced dead at the scene, while her three children, 9-year-old Dynasty, 5-year-old Oscar and 22-month-old Aubrey, were taken to hospital where they also later died. Police want anyone with information to come forward.
You're listening to Behind the Headlines. Coming up, we have more on a poll in which many drivers in Wales admit to regularly breaking the country's new 20-mile-per-hour speed limit. But first, today marks 2 years since 9-year-old Olivia Pratt Corbell was killed by a gunman in her own home on Merseyside. Her family are still fighting for a new law to ensure offenders appear for their sentencing after the man who murdered her refused to come up from his cell. Our reporter Harry Booth has more.
Thomas Cashman was chasing fellow criminal Joseph Nee, who forced his way into the Corbell home in an attempt to escape. Cashman then shot blindly through the door without any thought to who was behind it, killing Olivia and wounding her mum Cheryl. He was found guilty and jailed for at least 42 years despite not being in the dock after refusing to leave his cell. Cheryl and her family have been fighting ever since for a new law to force offenders to be in court for sentencing. She spoke to us after the last government vowed to pass it.
We go and visit loved ones, we have to sit and look at a piece of stone. But these offenders, they get the chance of still seeing their families. Well, now that should be taken away from them.
We're expecting to hear from the victims minister later.
Now, 7 in 10 people in Wales oppose the controversial default 20-mile-per-hour speed limit, which was rolled out last year. That's according to a poll from YouGov. 4 in 10 drivers say they regularly break speed restrictions in built-up areas. More now from our reporter Tom Preece.
The release of this new data comes after the Welsh Labour government, with the support of Plaid Cymru, introduced a policy that reduced speed limits in built-up areas from 30 to 20 miles per hour. YouGov say Wales has overwhelmingly rejected the policy, with only 24% of people supporting it. Natasha Ashgar is the Welsh Conservatives' Shadow Transport Minister. She says people hate the policy.
I am not shocked or surprised, as it is a clear reflection of how people, groups and organisations, as well as businesses across Wales, are currently feeling in relation to this policy. People, quite frankly, hate it. My inbox is flooded with emails from people from all across Wales.
A Welsh government spokesperson said the principal objective of the policy is to save lives and reduce casualties on our roads.
And finally, thousands of music fans have been flooding into the Berkshire town of Reading throughout the day ahead of this weekend's festival. Lana Del Rey and Liam Gallagher are among the headliners. Our reporter Jonathan Richards has been meeting some of the teenage fans.
Well, it's a little bit damp, overcast and windy here at Reading Railway Station, but that is not wiping the smiles off the faces of excitable young music fans. 16-year-old Beatrice and her friends are waiting to board a boat shuttle to take them along the Thames to their campsite. website. It's her first festival, and she told me what she was looking forward to.
The atmosphere, the vibe, I think it's going to be good. Meeting new people, I think.
Yeah, new friends.
Well, with so many young people in such a confined space, safety is a big issue. And 17-year-old Milan told me she'd had a serious conversation with her parents.
Yeah, they gave us a drugs chat. They know we're not really going to touch them anyway, so...
But 18-year-old Matt had this advice after attending his first Reading Festival last year.
Don't get spiked. It happened a bit last year, but yeah, stay safe out there.
Well, every year fans are asked to take their tents home with them after the festival ends and not leave them strewn across the campsites. Here's 18-year-old Sam from Taunton.
I will be taking mine back, yeah. I won't be leaving my stuff there because...
We don't litter.
Yeah, we don't litter and we don't waste money either.
Well, organisers will be hoping fellow festival goers are just as thrifty as Sam.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Behind the Headlines. You can find plenty more on all of these stories on Rayo, or just search for our social media channels.